Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Me again. And I'm back.
And I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. You're listening live. Call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and talk, comment on today's episode. And if you want to follow the show, you can. If you're online and you want to follow the show, there's an icon there that says follow this show, okay? Click on that and go ahead and set that up however you want to be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Also, if you want to follow the show on Facebook, we have a Facebook page there. You can go into your Facebook account, type in The Frank Williams Show. Type in The Frank Williams Show. Our page should come up there. Go ahead and do your thing and become friends of the show, as well as Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, follow us on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in and welcome. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a great weekend, and I hope you guys had a great day at work today. If you did have work today, hope you guys had a great day at work, and hope you'll have a good night. and a great tomorrow. Now, today was a very, very nice day. I don't know exactly what the temperature was, but it was very, very bearable. It was a little chilly this morning, but turns out the afternoon turned out to be very, very nice. So we had a good day today as far as weather goes. All right. So let's get down. Let's get into this thing, and let's get going. Today's subject is called Who Buys Breast Milk Online? Now, I was checking out a show, or actually it was a newscast. They would have a story about women who are buying breast milk online. You guys believe that? So this one girl that they did the story on, she's been buying breast milk online because she says she can't handle feeding her kid through her own breast. Okay, she can't handle it. I guess it's painful to her, and she says it's not working. All right. Now, of course, there's formula or whatever you call it, formula or Similac or whatever, that you can feed to these babies, right? And instead of breast milk, right? Everyone doesn't do breast milk. Although it's known that breast milk is better for the baby, okay? But everyone can't do it, okay? Maybe some people don't produce it. Maybe some people do produce it, and it hurts too bad. Whatever the case may be, but not everyone breastfeeds. So that means that you are able to buy formula and feed your baby. Now, okay, the doctor said that it's the best thing for them. I believe that. But your breast milk is the best thing for them, not someone else's. Okay? So you're ordering, you're calling, you're paying for it. It's getting sent to your house. And it comes in and you put it in your refrigerator or whatever and you start to feed it to your kid. Now, studies have found that 74% of the breast milk that they ordered to do research on was contaminated. And it's contaminated with everything from I forgot what they said, all the way up to E. coli, actual fecal matter inside the breast milk. Now, I don't know, how they're doing it, because the people that were getting it online, there was a college that decided to do this study, and when they got the milk, when they ordered it online and got the milk, it wasn't frozen, okay? It was thawed, all right? And it wasn't cold. It wasn't cold. It wasn't hot, but it wasn't cold, okay? It was lukewarm when they got it. And it's supposed to be, they say, the best way for it to keep while shipping is to be frozen. All right? But that's not happening. All right? So now these kids are coming up sick because of this breast milk that they're ordering online. So now that, the people who are selling it online are going to have to take new avenues as far as making sure this breast milk is clean and good for for the kids. But who does this? Who, you know, obviously, there are people online buying breast milk online. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, give me your opinion on this sensitive topic. So, now, women that, you know, of course, like I said, for a woman, you know, it's fascinating the female body, is that the way that God meant for it to be, and when the females get pregnant and they carry the baby for however long, you know, the milk starts to build up in their chest, okay, or in their breast. And then when they have the baby, it's right there. It's ready for the baby. Amazing. Okay? But that's the way God made it, right? So that, you know, if you have a baby, you can feed the baby. All right? I don't care where you are. You can feed the baby. Now, some people, you know, I've seen these ladies breastfeeding their babies, like in the airport or something like that. I've seen it. I've seen them do it. And, you know, nothing bad about it. I mean, they're off in a corner. They got the baby covered. They got the breast covered. And they're feeding the baby. Okay? No big deal. Right? So, but, you know, on the other side of that, you know, some people are whipping out and feed up their baby anywhere. Right? Now, I don't really understand that, because you can get somewhere that's sort of secluded and get yourself in a good position where you can feed your baby. All right? That's nothing that's not rocket science. Okay? You can do that. And, you know, it seems like there may be an opportunity for these women who do have breast milk, who just had a baby and do have breast milk, maybe have an abundant supply, and, you know, then, you know, you may be able to make some cash with your breast milk. I don't know. Okay? And it's just like, you know, I don't know how your baby can feed off of her breast milk. I guess it's no big deal. But I'm thinking maybe this, you know, some of them may be contaminated with drugs. Maybe the female, you know, been on drugs the whole time she's pregnant, had a baby, and there she's using her breast milk, or she's selling her breast milk to make money, and there's, you know, whatever's in it, okay? Is that a possibility? Call me, 818-301-5834. And so with this, I don't know how far or not far this is going to go. I don't know if it's going to be cut down or not cut down and go on and be something, you know, huge, selling breast milk online. I had never heard of that till today. Okay, I never heard of women who sell breast milk online. Apparently, it's a deal. It's something that's going on, and these people have been buying this stuff. But is contaminated. They found out that 74% of the breast milk that the college bought, and tested, 74% of that was contaminated. And some of it was contaminated with E. coli. And, you know, there are a lot of different things that they found that contaminated the breast milk. So now it's, you know, some of it came to them and it wasn't properly packed, and it was warm. So you know what happens to milk. I don't know what happens to breast milk, but I know what happens to, like, regular white milk once it sits out and it's exposed to the heat or room temperature. Once it sits out for a while, you know, it'll start to get bad. So if someone's buying breast milk online, and then according to where they're shipping it from, how long is it going in between from where they're shipping it to you? You know, how many days is it taking for your shipment of breast milk to get to you? So in those few days, then, you know, the milk is sitting out and being just sitting there, and it's being exposed to room temperature, I guess, or maybe even heat. And, you know, there's no telling what starts to grow inside the milk then. So they were saying the best thing for them to do is to ship it frozen. Okay? Ship it frozen, keeping it in this dry ice, keeping it frozen and having it packaged well. Well, now, you know, that stuff started to cut into their money by shipping it in dry ice and packaging it this way and that way. So, but my thing is that who does that? Of course, there are people out there buying this breast milk because of the one lady they did the study on, but her kid is sick right now because she was buying breast milk online. And actually, that's how they came up with the story, because, you know, her kid kept being sick and she didn't understand why. Well, that's it, lady. You know, you're buying contaminated breast milk online. Okay? So, you know, why would you do that? Okay, now she's saying that it hurts her to feed her baby through her breast. Well, fine. Go buy you some Similac or some type of formula for babies. People do it all the time. But don't that, you know, buying breast milk online is like going out anywhere and asking any pregnant woman or just had a baby, some woman that just had a baby, to feed your baby. And you don't know what she's been doing. Okay? That's the same way. You don't know what these people been doing that's supplying this breast milk. Okay? Now, and then when you look on the other side of this thing, the people who are selling it online, where are y'all getting this breast milk from? All right, so when you go to these new mothers and ask them to pump you some breast milk so you can sell it online to somebody across the country. Okay, and I guess there are ladies that does it. And they're pumping, you know, breast milk, and instead of feeding their own baby, they're selling it to a company or someone to sell it and ship your baby's milk across the country to feed someone else's baby. I don't understand. that's just crazy to me. I can't see how someone would feed their baby someone else's, some other woman's breast milk. Can you come in on the story? 818-301-5834. I'm just on the edge about this. Because now I know that, people do different things for different reasons. But this one thing, and because she's buying breast milk online, her baby is sick. All right? Because of her buying breast milk online, her baby is sick. So, Neil, do you want to take the risk? I mean, like I said, we know that breast milk is the best way to feed your kid. And your breast milk is the best way to feed your kid, not someone else's breast milk. Okay? I don't know the technical or the medical stuff behind this, as far as drinking another woman's breast milk. I don't know what the causes are, what may happen because of that. But we know one thing, that they will get sick because it's breast milk, it's contaminated. Now, even the how much, the 26% that wasn't contaminated, I still believe that 26% of the breast milk that wasn't contaminated is still not good for your baby, all right? That's not good for your baby. Just do it, let me say this, okay, because nowadays, you got all this new stuff that comes out and shows out, and people are all oogahing and googahing about it. But let me say this. Back in the old days, think about it. Back in the old days, women had babies. They didn't even think about having another lady, another woman who just had a baby, feed her baby. Okay? And that wasn't even a thought. That wasn't even a thought to them. I mean, like I said, new things come up. I'm good with that. But man, I had never heard of someone buying breast milk online till today. 818-301-5834. We're talking about who buys breast milk online. And like I said when I started the show, I saw a newscast this morning about this. And I just wanted to share this with my audience. Because there's got to be a fine line somewhere between you and your kid and feeding your kid. It's got to be. My kids both were breastfed for a little while. Okay, not a couple of years and then like that or whatever. I don't know how long women can produce it after they have the baby. I don't know how long that goes. But my kids were breastfed for a little while there when they were born, and we did all the pump stuff, the breast pump stuff. to get milk and to and all this stuff in the refrigerator and keep it. Okay? So, but, you know, and they say that that's the best way to nourish a child when it's first born. All right? But I never had a thought of if my wife didn't want to breastfeed, if it was too painful to her and she couldn't breastfeed, I never had the thought of asking someone else for their breast milk. I never had the thought of ordering breast milk online for my kid. That wasn't a thought. Never crossed my mind, never found out about this, nothing. Never even thought about looking for it. Never. Who buys breast milk online? 818-301-5834. And I got about 3 minutes left in the show, guys. But before I go, I want to talk to my young audience for just a minute. Now, a lot of you guys are still teenagers, 17, 18, 19 years old. A lot of you are in your 20s, early 20s, mid-20s, whatever. What I have to say to you guys is, please, at all costs, stay out of the jail system. Stay out of the court system. Keep your nose clean, guys. Tough enough is tough enough just being here, working every day, taking care of yourselves, or even taking care of your family. That's tough enough. And when you start to get out there and you get into the court system and you start to doing things and you start to get recognized, not the right recognition, but you get the wrong recognition, and people start recognizing you when you come into court. Things like that are not good. They're not good for you. They're not good for your family. Now, sooner or later, something really bad is going to happen, and it may not be good for you. It may not be good for the other person. Okay? So please be careful. Think about what you're doing. Think about the consequences of what you're doing. Because the police are out there. And, you know, sooner or later, they will catch you. And it will not be good. Okay? Now, our show today, guys, was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. I love you guys. I appreciate everything that you do. I appreciate everything that you stand for. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. And I'll see you back here in about 23 and a half hours. Have a good night.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. If I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?